hoes on my back. I don't chill, I react. On the scale, my pocket's fat into this wheel. You like a ant. I'm a dog. If you a dog, then pull your tail.
Songs of old and tunes of glory, half remembered Albion hymns. Rise up, St. George, and tell the story. This is where your song begins. Leave the drunkard to his bottle, and leave the prophet to his doom. Let the critics sneer and prattle, give St. George some fighting room.
Come, come, throw a penny on the drum, a penny for the passing of the days. Run, run, and see the setting of the sun, come and see the changing of the ways.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Andrew speaking, your DJ for Andromeda, regularly on 10 p.m. Thursday nights, all the way to 11 p.m. But tonight, we're starting a little bit early at 9 p.m. And tonight, just to kick off the semester in the right way, we've got three guests here in the studio. But just before that, I'll introduce the song we just played, which was Ragged Heroes, the album opener from the Albion Band supergroup record Rise Up Like the Sun from 1978. Sad that Jack, our final guest, who is still on his way, could not witness that, because I do know that he quite enjoys that song. But before that, let's welcome our guests. From left to right, let's introduce ourselves.
Hello, I'm Kyle.
I'm Julian.
Hi, I'm Monica.
All right, so I know that Kyle and Julian have been guests on the show before, but Annika is a new guest coming all the way from Germany, and I'm hearing that she's interested in possibly starting a German language radio show right here on WMFO and expanding our linguistic diversity of our radio shows. So what's that all about, and what's the vision of this radio show, if there is one?
There's no vision.
No vision? Oh, man. That's unfortunate.
Are you going to talk in German?
Yeah, hopefully.
With people?
Well, one of the other Germans who's here with us, well, not with us here now, but who's at Tufts right now, has some experience in radio, so I'm hoping she'll take the lead. But
very exciting stuff. We'll see what happens. We'll see what comes of it. They may be getting trained very soon, and you'll hear them right here on the airwaves. But before we get too much into further conversation, let's get back into the music for a little while. This one is one from last year's album Household Name from the LA indie pop bubble grunge group called Mama, and it references a song called Gold Sounds, which I'll be playing right after that, and which Kyle is nodding his head at because it is, you know, quite a classic in the indie realm, as many of us know. But yeah, we'll hear those back to back in quite a fitting fashion. You're listening to WMFO.
Because it's nothing I don't like. Is it crisis or a boring change when it's central, so essential. It has a nice ring when you laugh at the low-life opinions, and they're coming to the chorus now. I keep my address to yourself. Up in the falling rain, and if you stay around with enough.
And we're back, folks. We just heard 7-4 Shoreline from Broken Social Scene, of course, with the time signature being 7-4, I think. I'm not a music theory guy, although we are in the midst of some music theory guys, I believe. Was that song in 7-4, or were you...
I assume it
was. Yeah, it probably was. Given the title, it probably was. Broken Social Scene from their self-titled record in 2005. Before that was Pavement with Gold Sounds from Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. And before that was a song that mentioned Gold Sounds by Pavement, Speeding 72 by Mama from Household Name, which came out just last year. And in the time that those songs were playing, we were joined by another guest who's coming to the studio, Jack.
Woo! It's a privilege to be on Andromeda once again.
It's great to have you back in the WMFO studio. Jack, you were in London, that's correct?
That's true. I had to put my own show, Jangle Heaven, on hiatus.
Although you did try to join the UCL... radio station, right?
So UCL, University College London, they have this society called Rare FM, which is sort of a pseudo radio group, but
yeah,
they don't really have their own broadcasting equipment, so they do it through this like this app or something.
They were just like internet only, right?
It's still pretty cool. There's a lot of cool people involved, but I didn't end up doing too much with them.
No yeah. actual radio, you know. How do you call yourself a radio with
fraud?
No radio?
Fraud, in my opinion, Mickey Mouse radio.
No offense to anyone listening online right now.
That's true. No, we love our online listeners and our DJ chatters. If anyone doesn't know about it, I mean, I feel like I've mentioned it 100 times, but the DJ chat is a thing. It's on our website. Go to WMFO.org and then mouse over to the DJ chat tab, and then it should be right there. But yeah, we'll just keep it rolling here. Jack is here. Kyle is here. Julian is here. Annika is here. And maybe even more people will be coming in the near future. If the mics can handle it, we'll see. But for now, let's put on a song that from a band that, Jack, I think you saw live in London, right? Stereolab? Am I correct about that?
Yeah, that's correct.
And I saw them live in Boston.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that either. Oh, yeah, I missed that concert. I should have gone, but anyway.
And the opener at that concert was Feeble's Clock, which I've recently been getting really into.
Yeah, they seem cool, too. Anyway, here is French Disco by Stereolab, only on WMFO.
I've been told it's a headphones in here.
Hysteria.
joke. My life that is lived is no more than a token. Who'll strike the flint upon the stone and tell me why? If I yell out at night, there's a reply of blue silence. The screen is no comfort, I can't speak my sentence. They blew the lights at heaven's gate, and I don't know why. But if I work all day on the blue sky mine,
there'll be food on the table tonight.
Still I walk up and down on the blue sky mine,
there'll be pay in your pocket tonight.
The candy store hoppers lie to the shareholders. They're crossing their fingers, they pay the truth makers. The balance sheet is breaking up the sky. So junction, still waiting for medicine. The sweat of my brow keeps on feeding the engine. Hope the crumbs in my pocket can keep me for another night. And if the blue sky mining company won't come to my rescue, if the sugar refining company won't save me, who's gonna save me?
You
That was The Ocean Blue with Drifting Falling from their self-titled record. A band that sounds very British, but I just found out that they're from Hershey, Pennsylvania, believe it or not. I know, they have that sort of, Jack and I were just talking about this, they have that sort of C86 British sound to them, but very jangly, very good stuff. A song I actually put on there because I heard it on somebody else's radio show. Unfortunately, I forget what show it was, so I can't give them credit, but I will find that out and maybe get back to you about that. But yeah, Drifting Falling before that was Midnight Oil with Blue Sky Mine. I believe you added that one, Julian.
Yep, that is a good one by Midnight Oil, a band whose music I only recently started paying attention to after seeing their appearance in the 1990 Frederick Wiseman documentary, Central Park.
Yeah.
Give it a watch.
And their frontman is really an interesting guy. He's an interesting looking guy, and he's also a politician in Australia, right? After his music career, he went on to the pretty high-ranking position in Australian government.
Yep. Minister for Education, as I understand it, and Minister for the Environment under two sequential Labour governments.
Crazy stuff. He can do it all. Was that it? What was that? I don't know what that was. Anyway, before that was Nordista Freeze with Wisteria, kind of a Beach Boys-infused track from them. And then before that was Stereolab with French Disco from their 1995 album, Refried Ectoplasm. And now, since it's just past halfway point of the hour, time for our PSA.
Distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptextstoprex.org and learn more.
Lovely. Excellent. Perfect.
Keep listening for a counter-argument later in the show.
Yeah, our second hour PSA is going to be crazy. It's going to be, you know, something very unorthodox. But yeah, up next, a little bit of 10,000 Maniacs with Cherry Tree. Folks are laughing about something, so I'll see what that's about right after I hit play on this one.
Of my life in darkness, because I cannot be. Then I wouldn't need someone else's eyes to see what makes me humble to be so free.
Yesterday's snowing sour rays interfere with clearly being here today. I'm sorry to say, I think I strayed. She said, say it, go ahead, and out of planet, be it. It's the same today as any other day. I've gone astray. The latest tidings from the tribe, it's reported, hopes are thwarted, nothing of the wonderful survives. Its resurrection is the purpose of our lives, but who can rise? How thick the lids lie on my eyes. She said, say it, go ahead, and out of planet, bay, it's the same today as any other day. I've gone astray. I've gone astray.
Oh, find you ever.
Arthur Russell there with Planted a Thought from the Love is Overtaking Me album, one of several archival releases that were released after his untimely death in 1992. And we remarked during that Spotify algorithm seems to be pushing Arthur Russell a lot. Not to my chagrin, I mean, I love him. I really discovered him through Spotify and through my friends who probably also discovered him through Spotify. And it also helped me sort of learn and discover about more people who are in the sort of New York City scene at that time in the 70s and 80s. But yeah, Arthur Russell seems to be big these days. And then before that was Midnight on Mars from Ashra, a little krautrock electronic fusion type stuff going on there. Before that was Slap Happy with Strayed from Casablanca Moon. That was a Jack edition. You had some thoughts about that whole record and the sound of it, Jack?
Yeah, so I guess Slap Happy kind of came out of the rock in opposition sort of scene, and they were, I know that the version they have on Spotify is split with an album they did with Henry Cow, but, you know, that particular album that Strayed is on, that song kind of comes out of nowhere as upbeat, alternative sort of rock song, but the rest of it's like all this Brecht and Kurt Weill inspired dark cabaret type music, which I really like the mix of that with, you know, more stuff like Strayed, and there's some nice instrumentals on there too, but that's really the one that stands out.
Yeah, well, speaking of dark cabaret, we do have a little bit of a Tom Waits tribute coming up later, just a sneak peek, and it's not in English. Contrary to what you might think, it's a cover album, right? Isn't it a cover album?
Oh, it is.
I don't want to spoil too much, but coming up after a couple songs.
It is from the album Aspera, a Tom.
It is, yes. But it's not in English. We'll let you know what language it's in once it plays. But yeah, so before Slap Happy, we heard 10,000 Maniacs with Cherry Tree in there as well. We are just about reaching the end of our first hour of the show. We'll be on here till at least 11 p.m., possibly even midnight, if I continue to feel like it. If I don't feel like it, then we'll just let it go to automation. But, you know, we're feeling good. We're feeling good in the studio. Let's do a little check-in midway through. Kyle, how are you feeling about the songs?
I'm enjoying them. I haven't really played anything yet, but maybe I'll think of something, you know.
We're still marinating. We're still ruminating. Annika, how's your first radio experience continuing?
It's really cool. I don't know any of these songs.
Well, we're glad to introduce you to them. I also don't know that many of them either, but that's why it's good to have other folks in the studio recommending and adding stuff to the playlist. And so with that, we'll continue with my edition, but it's also a song that Jack loves very dearly, I know. It's from McCarthy, the classic C86 group, from their That's All Very Well But compilation, but I think it was also on one of their original releases as well. This is The Well of Loneliness.
You sit still inside.